Hello and welcome to Kayncast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Ben Falcone, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick. And with me today, I have John Christensen, Portfolio Manager of the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Mid-Cap Core Strategy. John, welcome back. John, market returns were strong in the second quarter amidst more comfort around tariff policy and little signs so far of inflationary pressure. Momentum and low quality stocks outperformed quality ones. Can you speak about how this strategy performed in the second quarter, both on an absolute and relative basis?
Well, it has been an interesting market so far this year. Given some of the things you have mentioned in terms of tariffs, ongoing geopolitical risks, labor instability on many fronts, volatility due to various government policy announcements and pivots, as well as an ongoing high interest rate environment. I would tell you that if someone were to ask me where I think the stock market would be with all these issues going on simultaneously, I would most likely not answer all-time highs. But here we are. Again, as you pointed out, quality stocks took a big hit this quarter, as did lower market caps. It does continue to feel more like 2024 in terms of the Mag 7 reasserting themselves in investors' minds. The Russell Midcap Index was up 8.5% in Q2 2025. This was still behind the broader S&P 500 index, which was up 11% in the quarter. When looking at the Russell Midcap Index in terms of sectors, technology and communication services led the way. On the other end, on the low side, energy and real estate were negative. In terms of high versus low quality was a clear leader in the quarter. In every category we assess, including S&P stock ranking, beta, debt on the balance sheet, and ROE, low quality vastly outperformed high quality. Our portfolio in the quarter could not keep up with these substantial headwinds. The mid-cap core portfolio trailed our index. But given the low-quality storm we are fighting, these results don't surprise us.
John, can you discuss a few of the portfolio holdings that were key contributors and detractors to performance for the second quarter?
In terms of the top contributors to the portfolio in the quarter, they were HEICO, Monolithic Power, Bentley Systems, Westinghouse Air and Brake, and EMCOR. More on Monolithic. Monolithic Power reported strong revenue growth driven by design wins in various end markets and provided greater confidence for recovery in its enterprise data business in the second half of the year. In terms of those names in the portfolio that detracted the most, they were Cooper Companies, Brown & Brown, Pool Corp, Exponent, and West Pharmaceutical. More on Pool. Pool revenues and profits faced small declines with continued headwinds from swimming pool affordability and consumer demand for discretionary goods. The company's maintenance product sales, including pool chemicals, remain robust and represent the majority of sales during the period.
John, are you seeing any impact of tariff policies? And do you have any concern if this will have a meaningful impact on any holdings in the strategy?
Tariffs and their impact on the economy continue to feel like a moving target in more ways than one. It has created ongoing uncertainty and volatility in the markets that we have not seen for some time. So when we have a large external impact on the economy like this, it tends to create the uncertainty we have seen and ergo the extreme movements we have also experienced. When our portfolio companies reported financials for Q1 2025, for the most part, it felt benign in terms of impact. We did not see any large earnings forecast adjustments, which we would expect given the historical stability of our businesses exhibit. However, the unknown factor is still very high, and the impact may take longer than one quarter. So that is why we strive to find businesses that have that solid competitive positioning and compelling customer proposition where they can utilize pricing power while have scale in the businesses through diverse supply chain options and a low capital expenditure model that is not reliant on heavy manufacturing as other companies are. We believe that we have built our portfolios to withstand these negative moments on a relative basis to the market. The soundness and the consistency of our companies is what we focus on.
John, has earnings growth so far this year been meeting expectations? And where are the areas of strength and weakness within the portfolio?
It's hard to break down this year so far, given that Q1 feels like worlds away from Q2. The market was decidedly down in Q1, and Q2 saw a nice comeback, despite the issues we have been previously discussing. Even with these issues, companies are, for the most part, working through the tariff and policy announcements fairly well. Now, again, it is still early, and the impact of these policies could take several quarters to play out. Year-to-date, low quality has won the race so far. So the markets in general have been a continuation of what we saw in 2024 in terms of quality, and larger cap names have dominated the performance. We continue to believe that the consistency and durability of our companies and their financial results should drive outperformance longer term as the valuation disparities between large and small converge.
Lastly, John, are there any areas within the portfolio that you feel the market is currently overlooking for their long-term potential?
Yeah, continuing on from the last answer, we believe that mid-caps in general continue to be overlooked for some time as large caps have ruled. We don't believe this is an all-or-nothing scenario. Yes, large caps have done better over the last 10 years, but mid-caps have also performed well from a fundamental standpoint. What has happened is multiple expansion in large caps has created the performance differential. This cannot go on forever. This is why we continue to believe that people are overlooking mid-caps in this era, and over time, this focus should change and evolve more into the broader market. We play the long game when it comes to our businesses and believe that our philosophy of buying high-quality companies is the way to invest over time.
John, as always, thanks for taking the time to provide your insight to our Canecast listeners.
You've just listened to Canecast. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify. For more of our investing insights, head over to our website, www.cane.com. Canecast is the official podcast series of Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management, CAR. This material is provided as a matter of general information and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast or research. The opinions expressed herein are those of the speakers and are not necessarily the opinions of CAR or its affiliates, are current as of the date and time of the recording, and are subject to change at any time due to changes in market or economic conditions. The information and opinions contained in this material are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources deemed by CAR to be reliable and are not necessarily all-inclusive. CAR does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of this information. This communication should not be construed as an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any security. Individuals should consult with a qualified financial professional before making any investment decisions. Reliance upon information in this material is at the sole discretion of the listener. To the extent any performance is discussed, past performance is not indicative of future results.